Nice moves, good man.
As played by my guest, David Tennant. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
I'm pleased to see you. I was disappointed that wasn't Divine Comedy. I thought it was going to be Divine Comedy singing Casanova.
Yeah. They have an album called Casanova, right?
Oh, maybe there isn't a song called Casanova. Shut up, Graham. I know nothing.
I can't remember.
Anyway, I saw you on telly last night.
Ah, yes. I got pooed on by a pig.
Now, did you get pooed on or peed on?
Pooed on.
Actual. Yeah.
It really.
And although those are small
bad.
Pigs, I bet you the big bit of them's a bowel.
Oh, it was one of those kind of acrid strip the back of your mouth off smells. Yeah.
Oh.
Really not nice.
Oh dear. And was that the suit you were wearing out afterwards?
Well, do you know, I mean the jacket that is now in a sealed plastic bag, probably to go to an incinerator. The Paul O'Grady show found me a new pair of trousers, though, which I was quite impressed by.
But mind you,
maybe they were prepared for animal poo related
incidents. Actually, they probably got it. And also, you're a similar build to Paul, aren't you?
Yeah, they could have been a pair of Pauls, actually.
Yes.
They were very nice. They're not getting
good.
Them back, that's for certain.
That's very good. And now, you were on there and you're on here to tell us about your new drama,
yes.
Which is tomorrow night,
yes.
BBC One.
9 p.m.
And I haven't seen it. Tell us a bit about it.
Dave and Rita are a very happy couple. They have 4 kids. Dave also has a daughter from his previous relationship. He's also got a very young grandson. So there's this slightly modern, complicated family situation, but they're very happy. Nice house, nice job, life is good. And then Rita is knocked off her bike and killed. Completely arbitrarily one day, and life is never the same again. And it's sort of the story of what happens next, how Dave copes, how the kids cope, and how their sort of extended family and friends cope. And then Dave and Rita's best friend, played by Saran Jones, start getting a little inappropriately close, and they can't figure out what they're doing, whether they should be doing it, and how the kids feel about that. And but it's just this brilliantly written, complicated, really true story.
Yeah, I'm going to say all the previews of people who have seen it are just glowing. They're just saying it's incredibly
good.
Well balanced and beautifully acted,
and
because it's difficult stuff, and yet anecdotally it would seem there's a lot of men who get widowed do end up with close friends of their wives, or
yes, there are. Well, yes, as we were making the show, more and more stories we keep going. Oh, I know somebody who this happened to, and indeed. I think the inspiration for the story, Mick, for the writer, read a couple of articles about this very phenomenon. Because I suppose in the midst of that sort of grief, if you're all suffering together, there's a sort of, you know, emotions get confused and mixed up. And
yeah.
Hey, you know.
And also, in a way, it's almost like you're being a good friend to
yes.
your friend, because I'm going to take care of your husband.
Well, that's the thing.
And I'm going to take care of your kids.
Yeah, it's quite complicated as to whether that's a good or a bad thing and what's appropriate and what isn't. And that's sort of what the drama's about, which also sounds a bit dry, and it's really not. It's beautifully kind of just observing a family life and what it's like to have kids around and to be a kid. And it's just great. I'm really proud of it.
And how many? It's on for 4 weeks.
4 weeks, yeah.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
Mm. I know, honestly, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
And it's Saran Jones.
Saran Jones and Laura Fraser, Mark Heap's in it, Niamh McIntosh, great cast. And Rupert Graves turns up next week, and he is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it nice to be back on BBC One in a kind of...
Oh, yeah. That's the BBC, love, isn't it?
It is.
It's where drama's made.
We are one BBC.
We are. We're all very happy and we're all on message.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Too right.
Yeah.
You've signed your form.
Of
That's
course
good.
I have.
Phew. And relax. because obviously you must... The Doctor Who thing just doesn't go away. I mean, there's, you know, crowds of lovely Doctor Who fans
yes.
outside this morning.
Yeah.
You think they'd move on? You have.
I think it's one of those things, you know, the obituary's written. I think that I know what they're going to say. It's one of those things that stays with you. It's a badge of honour.
Yes. And I mean, in any way, do you regret doing it now that you're on, because when you're in the middle of it, it must be fabulous. It must be absolutely wonderful when it is all about you.
Yeah.
I am David Tennant. I am Doctor Who. Everyone loves me. I'm winning
show.
Awards.
Yeah.
You know, it's huge. But now that it just this thing you're trailing, is it kind of annoying?
No, it's not actually. Because I'm still very proud of it. I love doing it, and It did so many wonderful things for me and my life and career and all that. So I know it would be churlish to look back. And I'm a fan of it too, so I can understand that excitement about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, of course, Matt Smith knew Doctor Who, but the other thing you did when you were Doctor Who, you very successfully were Hamlet.
Yes. Well, I certainly did it. You can say very successfully. I can't possibly.
All I would say is, rather annoyingly, Rory Kinnear has just opened this week.
Yeah.
To really good reviews. Suddenly, he's the best Hamlet of a generation.
Yeah, it doesn't last.
Yeah. Hamlet was mine.
He can be the best Hamlet of a generation for this week. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Someone else will do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Sheen's doing it next year. It'll be him.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The many voices of. David Tennant is my guest. And right now, here's James Blunt. Stay the Night. I defend James Blunt. I like him.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, no. He's a nice man.
I've never met him. I'm sure he's lovely.
He can write songs. He can sing.
And he can fight in the army.
Exactly. Double work. I know. I feel bad. I feel Britain has handled him badly. And now I'm talking over his singing.
He's the Ann Widdecombe of popular music.
Leave him alone. Sing out, James. Sing out.